And the Nosh is back with Kosher Guru on Talkline Communications, channel 620 on the AM dial every Thursday evening. And we hope and thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope everyone joins us every Thursday night. And I want to say I am so appreciative. Last week was our first ever history-making, record-breaking kosher foodie show on the radio. OMG, the comments, the emails, just people stopping us up and down the street saying we listened, we love it, we want more, more, more. You know, thank you for making it so interactive. We want you all to be part of this Guru Nation, and the Nosh is all about getting what everybody wants to hear out there. Amazing interviews, amazing conversations, topics, and we're just going to keep it going and keep it growing. And of course, you can follow Kosher Guru on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru. Check out our snaps on Snapchat. And of course, we have an amazing Facebook group called Kosher Guru's Foodies Nation. Great conversations, great content. Please join. We have over 5,000 people on the group. It's growing every day. Check it out. Lots of news, lots of features. And of course, what I'm always so excited about, our YouTube channel. Subscribe, watch the videos, Kosher Guru on YouTube. They're exciting, they're fun, they're informative. Some are even educational. Like later tonight, we even have a show with Rabbi Heshi Blumstein from the Young Israel of Hewlett called Guru Talks. We talk about different halachic topics every Thursday night related usually within the food world. Also very informative, very fun. And we drop those only on our Facebook page, YouTube channel, of course, various WhatsApp groups. This week was an exciting, exciting week. There were so many events going on. We were at so many different places all around New York City. But I want to start first. Chopped. Everybody was talking about Chopped this week, the episode called Leap of Faith. We went to a private viewing of the episode at the Edison Ballroom in Times Square with Rabbi Hecht. He was there. He'll be on our show later on for an exclusive interview only on the Nosh. It was exciting. I could ruin it now. It's no longer a spoiler. It aired. He made it to the last round. He was phenomenal. He made such a kiddush Hashem. He's going to be on the show very, very soon. Stay tuned. It was excellent. The whole night, from the food to just hanging with him, answering questions, watching with a room full of family and friends, media and press. Fantastic. I'm telling you, it was amazing. Went to another event, and I want to thank Royal Wine for inviting me to this event. It was at Bison and Bourbon, which is a new destination restaurant in Gowanus, Brooklyn. Royal Wine did a beautiful tasting evening for Tepperberg Winery. The MC of the night was Gabriel Geller. Gabriel Geller has a fantastic kosher wine Facebook group that discusses anything and everything in kosher wine. You have a question, you want to ask how long something should be open for, when you should open it, air it out, how you should serve it. You have guests or you're serving this, what should you serve? Him and his wife, Gabriel and Yael Geller, have a fantastic Facebook group. He MC'd the night. He works with Royal Wine. Very, very informed about all kosher wine. He's a mensch. The event really opened my eyes to Tepperberg Winery, which I've heard of, had their wines a few times, but didn't know the history of it. A family winery that started in the old city in Yerushalayim and just blossomed to a major, major winery that does so many different wines. A lot are imported here in the tri-state area. You get them at probably your local liquor and wine store. Check them out for Shabbos. Really, really nice. And I want to say thank you very much to Mutti Herzog, Royal Wine, Gabriel Geller for inviting me that evening. It was fantastic. We were just talking about wine all night, four-course tasting to pair it up with all of the wines, some whites, some reds, just a great, great evening. We walked away at the end of the night with a beautiful bottle of Tepperberg, which I'm going to be opening up for Shabbos, and a beautiful cigar that I had on the way home. Just really topped off the evening. We're also going to be talking with Chef Avraham, otherwise known as A.B. Moltz, who has a new restaurant on New Utrecht Avenue in Borough Park. Real trained, certified chef. He's opening up Chef A.B. Sandwich Spot. We checked it out this week. We had a special tasting. We're going to be talking to him momentarily as well. Going to be serving great sandwiches, great food. Stay tuned for an amazing interview that we're going to be talking about with Chef AB. What we also do on our show is a segment that you really don't hear or see anywhere else. We have what's called our Pet Peeves Corner. Now, you could tweet us your pet peeve that you want us to discuss at The Kosher Guru on Twitter, hashtag DoYouGuru. Today's pet peeves that want to be discussed are wobbly tables. So frustrating going to, whether it's a restaurant, fine dining, pizza shop, even your local coffee shop, and you have wobbly tables. So easy to fix. The pieces are so inexpensive. Or just put a little piece of paper on top, make it sturdy. I hear it. I hear it. I hear why people are so upset. Major pet peeve. I'm on the boat of fixing these tables. If you need my help, I'll come to your restaurant. I'll help you straighten out that table. Major pet peeve. Another pet peeve that came in, which I find very, very interesting. You're at a restaurant, checkout counter, anywhere. Doesn't even have to be in the food industry. You get towards the end of the restaurant. Sorry. You get to, you're next in line. You get to the register. And you don't know what you want. You had the menu in hand. You're looking at the menu. You're there for who knows how long waiting online. You don't know what you want? Come on! Of course you know what you want. Order. People are waiting. I get it. I understand. Major pet peeve. This is a lot of fun, this pet peeve section. We get a little frustration now. We're talking about a major pet peeve on our Facebook group. When was it? Actually, yesterday, last night on our Facebook group, a dear friend of mine, acquaintance, went to a restaurant. They told him, come, we're open. He went. He went before. He even called to check before. They weren't open. Send them away to go somewhere else. Also, major pet peeves out there. This is a lot of fun. Also, another major pet peeve within the kosher industry, which a lot of people have been even texting me personally that they want me to help them out with, are healthy options. We need to work on healthy options. There's an obesity epidemic out there. I get it. We want to right now get into the summer mode. We go on vacation. We go out. We want to fit into our tuxedo or suit for a chasana coming up, a wedding coming up. I get it. We need more healthy options out there. Fun, not just a boring salad or something that they try and spin to be healthy. Real healthy options with funky, cool ingredients and healthy. We're going to work on that as well. We're going to talk about it in the future. We're going to have some great dietitians and people within the health food industry coming on to the show in the near future, which is going to be even more fantastic. I also want to thank our sponsors for the evening. Today's sponsors, which we'll hear about them shortly as well. Today's sponsors is Liquids and Salads, a brand new cafe in Cedarhurst, New York, located in the Gourmet Glot parking lot. You can come and get great sandwiches, salads, wraps, paninis, delicious healthy soups, smoothies. Don't forget to check them out and make sure you tell them the Kosher Guru sent you. And of course, Chef AB's Sandwich Spot on New Utrecht Avenue by 48th Street. They're also going to have a grand opening this week. Stay tuned for the interview. You're going to hear all about it. And before we go to our first commercial break, remember coming up, we have Rabbi Chanochi Hecht, who was on Chopped. Great. I'm very looking forward to speaking with him. It's going to be a great interview. And everyone could check out on the Food Network when it's going to be re-aired, because a lot of people were messaging in. When will it be on again? Go to the Food Network, the Chopped series that they have, the show, and they'll give you, I think it's on 3 or 4 more times coming up in the next few weeks. Of course, you could Google. I know they had it on YouTube. It was taken down. They'll take a look. Great episode. Great, fantastic episode. Definitely want to check it out. Please remember, if you want to become a sponsor on the show, email guru@thekosherguru.com. We'd love to have you on. We'd love you to become one of our fantastic sponsors and help the show keep growing. We're getting amazing feedback. I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. We hopefully you'll keep tuning in every Thursday night to channel 620 AM, Talkline Communications with Zev Brenner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Chef AB's all-new Chef AB sandwich spot located at 4726 New Utrecht Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Join them for a grand opening celebration Wednesday, June 29th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. with free giveaways for the first 300 people, balloons, and free tastings. Burgers, hot dogs, cutlets, honey barbecue zingers, Chef AB's pulled brisket egg roll, deli sandwiches, wings, pulled brisket sandwiches, schnitzels, and so much more. Plenty of in-store seating. Check Chef AB out on Facebook and Instagram. Call them today. Place your order. Go there now. 718-871-2433. Something very, very special just happened on the Food Network. Chopped. The first time ever, a frum. Orthodox Rabbi Chanoch Hecht, Rabbi Chanoch Hecht was on Chopped the other night. And we are privileged, yes, privileged to have Rabbi Hecht here himself in studio with the Kosher Guru. Welcome, Rabbi Hecht.
First of all, Kosher Guru, you rock. I listen to all your podcasts. I love it. I'm a big fan. And for me, it's so exciting to be on your show. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Awesome. I'm telling you, it's an honor to have you here. Also a shliach in Rhinebeck, New York, upstate New York. But how in the world did you get on to Chopped?
First of all, before I get on Chopped, I'm just wondering, does everybody who's interviewed on your show get Kosher Guru hats? Because if I can walk around a Kosher Guru hat, I think I can maybe become a hipster.
You can become a hipster. I got the beard going, the hat. We'll get you the hat.
That's the beard I have already.
The beard,
All I need is the hat.
We'll get you the hat.
So I guess Mazel or Hashgacha Pratis has it that I had the opportunity of being the first rabbi as well as the first from a Yid on Chopped. And I had the opportunity to really showcase that one who upholds the highest levels of kashrut, the highest levels of kosher, is still able to compete. And besides being the first rabbi, I'm also the first contestant ever to go on to Chopped and not taste the food that they actually made.
Not taste the food?
That's right. So those that did not get to see the show is going to be aired another few times over the next week. They should go on to the Food Network and watch the show. Not that I encourage you having a television and watching television, but if you are, the Food Network is
the place to be.
That's right. And I did not taste any of the food that I made.
What did you make?
So, of course, you're limited to the ingredients, and I tried to show some Ashkenazic flair and some Sephardic flair. So we cooked some dishes that are traditional to Sephardic Jews as well as some Ashkenazic Jews. And thank God I did it. We did okay. Although we didn't get to the finish line, I think that we got far enough that we were able to represent properly.
And who did you compete against? Who else was on the episode?
So it was a called Leap of Faith, which is four members of the clergy. There was a minister, a monk, a woman becoming a nun, and a rabbi.
So and that rabbi was you.
Yeah, that rabbi was me. It's also like the beginning of a joke. You know, it's so touche.
I don't want to know what the punchline is.
You're a rabbi, the monk, and the minister walk into a kitchen.
So let me ask you a question. You're from Brooklyn, New York. You're up in Rhinebeck. Where do you learn to cook? Where does that passion come from? Or how do you learn? Where do you learn? What did you do?
So where do I learn to cook and passion are two different questions, I think. Everybody was responsible to put passion to everything that they do. And I do that with my Torah study, with my teachings, with giving a sermon on Shabbat, or building a shul. You should come to Kosher Guru, has to come to Rhinebeck.
It would be my pleasure this year to spend some time.
We could do a throwdown, a barbecue throwdown, a chop rabbi versus Kosher Guru in Rhinebeck.
This summer, stay tuned, guys.
And that's it, rock and roll. And so when I cook as well, I have to put passion. The love for cooking was instilled in me at a young age from both my parents. And then when you get married and you realize each person has to contribute to the marriage in some sort of way, my wife does cooking. When it comes to Shabbos and it comes to Yom Tovim, it's a lot to cook. You have family, and we thank God we're blessed that we're Chabad Shluchim, so we have a lot of guests over a typical Shabbos. Typical Shabbos is 10 or 15 guests every week at our Shabbos table, so a lot that has to be done. And being that I don't really know how to change a diaper, and I'm not so and I'm not so good at sweeping the floors, I can help with cooking, and that's the way that I contribute.
I'm
on the same boat. I can't. I can probably count on one hand. Unfortunately, for Shalom Bias, I'm going to be a little politically correct right now. Probably on one hand, how many diapers I've changed on all four of my children.
Well, I'm not going to say if I can count or not count. I think I'm going to get myself into too much trouble.
But I've spent many times at the dining room table eating all the food that my wife makes. But in our house, thank God, she's the Eish Yisrael. I don't know. She'll probably get to chop before I'll get to chopped and everything. I enjoy eating all the food.
Yeah. So I got a call this week. It says, listen, I want to know if it's CH is in chop, the CH is in chop. So I said, either way, you know, we're trying to add the Yiddishkeit into the show as well. And there are 3.5 million viewers of the show. And for me to get an opportunity to go in front of 3.5 million people and discuss kashrus, discuss keeping kosher, Judaism is the only religion that demands the dietary laws restrict us in what we eat, but also the preparations of how it's done. So it's not only kosher ingredients, but kosher preparation as well. And those coming together are so important for us. And here that we are living in the 21st century, we have to show people you can keep kosher to the highest of standards and still love food, still be a foodie, still want to compete, still want to taste everything, but you do it all according to the standards, the highest levels.
And that's exactly part of what the Mahalach, what our... what kosher was all about is bringing anything and everything kosher and making everyone understand, not, I shouldn't say making, but bringing the love and beauty of kosher to the
absolutely,
masses.
Absolutely, right.
And it really is, it's a pleasure and honor to be able to be part of that. But now you got a little feel of Hollywood. What's next? Movies? Anything, Rabbi? What's next on the agenda after Chopped?
Kosher Guru and I are going to start working on a kosher cookbook. And
that's amazing. The Chabadnik and the hipster. But I don't know if I'm a hipster, but let's see if we get a publisher to actually back it in. We'll see what's going on.
We need a good advance.
A major advance. I got to pay for the airtime over here. Anyway, Rabbi, it was a pleasure. I'm so honored that you were on our show this evening. We watched Chopped the other night. We were by your viewing in Manhattan at the Edison Ballroom. We had such a great time. Beautiful buffet. You had so many members of your congregation come down and support you that they all drove. You had an amazing buffet, of course. Food was served, drinks. A little bit of feeling of everybody who came to support you. What do you have to say for all of your followers and fans out there?
Food is the great equalizer. Brings everybody together, makes everybody happy. Normally we're discussing politics and religion and we're fighting about it, what is correct, what isn't, which presidential candidate is correct, what rav we like more, what is what the Erev is kosher, the Erev is not. Food brings everybody together. And that's
we all love to eat.
That's right.
So check Rabbi Hecht out on Chopped on the Food Network. It's on, be replayed many more times. Check Rabbi Hecht out on Google, the 6-Minute Rabbi. He gives beautiful drushes and sermons. Thank you so much for coming down. And
rock
hopefully,
and roll. Thank
rock
you
and roll.
So much.
Hopefully we'll have a Kosher Guru weekend up in Rhyme,
throw down.
And we'll let everyone know and invite everybody. That's have right, a great night right. And have a good Shabbos, thank Rabbi. You.
Liquids and Salads, the all-new kosher foodie favorite cafe, strictly kosher under the Vat of the Five Towns in Chol of Yisrael, located in Cedarhurst, New York, serving freshly brewed gourmet coffees, cold brew, teas, smoothies, delicious fresh salads, paninis, sandwiches, pastas, fish, pizzas, and so much more. Located at 140 Washington Avenue, across from Gourmet Glot and next to Warren Levy Karate. Email your order for curbside pickup at liquidsandsalads@gmail.com. That's liquidsandsalads@gmail.com. Or call them today at 516-341-7440. Open Sunday through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mention Kosher Guru and get a 10% discount till July 31st, 2016. We're joined now by Avraham Maltz, otherwise known as Chef A.B. Maltz. Chef A.B.'s Sandwich Spot, brand new sandwich spot on New Utrecht Avenue in Borough Park by 48th Street. Chef A.B., what is this sandwich spot?
The best thing ever. Fresh sauces, great breads, great meats, great chicken dishes, amazing stuff here.
One second. Fresh sauces? You mean to tell me that you're not making or pouring anything out of a jar? You're making all the sauces on your own?
Everything's made here from scratch. Nothing is bought out from any store out there.
Well, but let's take a step back. You're calling this new restaurant a sandwich spot. What are you serving sandwich-wise? What's on the menu?
So we got our best dish is our pulled brisket sandwich. We have crispy chicken sandwiches. We'll give it to you on a schnitzel sandwich. We got deli sandwiches. We got steak sandwiches. We got ordinary chicken sandwiches. We got just about anything in a sandwich. You name it, we got it.
Now, I see on the menu you have sandwiches, you have all types of nice salads, appetizers, and you're having a grand opening next Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about what we could be expecting at the grand opening.
So, you know how everybody knows we have Kentucky Fried Chicken. So, we're going to make the Southern Fried Chicken. So, we basically have mini Southern Fried Chickens. We're going to try to get out there pulled brisket sandwiches. We're going to get out there mini chili dogs. We'll do different types of appetizers that I have in the store. We'll try to get out there so people can taste. We're also going to give out free gifts such as sports bottles. The summertime is coming around and people want to drink that water. So we got sports bottles coming, and we're going to do the balloons, and we're going to have some comics coming in there.
Very nice. Lots of entertainment, lots of free giveaways. Sounds like a great, fun evening for the entire family. How exactly did you get started in the food business?
Wow. Many, many, many years. I started in yeshiva, and I went to culinary school.
You actually went to culinary school? Because many people that started never got a culinary degree. So you're telling me that you're an actual trained chef.
I'm an actual trained chef, graduated from the Art Institute of New York City in 2003,
and you've been rocking it out as a chef. What else are you endeavoring in these days?
Well, we actually do own New Cafe 47, which is actually across the street from this store. It's an amazing dairy restaurant.
What do you serve over there dairy-wise?
Oh, we serve everything. Anything you can get in anywhere, from fettuccine alfredo, fish dishes, slow poached, braised. We got specialty cookies and pastries. Everything is homemade. There's nothing bought out.
I'm telling you, your whole concept of doing everything on your own, you make all your own sauces, you tell me you make all your own pastries, it must take a toll on you. You must be working in that kitchen 28 hours a day. How do you pull it off?
So tell you the truth, I don't get to work until 9:30 in the morning. We don't start the production until 9:30 in the morning. Everything gets made when we're there, and that's final. And we don't actually throw anything out because everything's made fresh. So when you come into the store and you order something, we then put it on the grill. We then make your sauteed vegetables. We make your side dishes right then and there. If you want a personal pie, we make it on the spot. You come over here to our meat store, you want a sandwich, we'll make it for you on the spot. Fast. Fast, fast, fast.
Nothing sitting around. Nothing is, you know, just sitting there for anybody else. You're telling me that it's all made just for the customer on order.
Yes. The only thing I have prepared in advance is cut up lettuce, cut up tomatoes, some cut up onions, and my sauces that I make in advance. That's the only thing that's ready in my store.
Great concept. I checked you out the other day. You had a beautiful foodie tasting. You invited myself and a few friends to come taste everything. Loved your pulled beef, pulled brisket sandwich. All the other appetizers you gave, your fried chicken was delicious. The sausage you gave us was great. Are you planning on doing any other items that are not on the menu yet? What's going to be next on the menu?
Well, you know what? We're going to have to wait and see.
Waiting and seeing, because I know you told me you're coming up with a lot of new dishes. You have a lot of creative things in the works. We're going to be very excited to come back and check it out. Are you officially open now, or are we going to be waiting next week till Wednesday for the grand opening?
So this week's going to be our soft opening. So we're here every day till 10:30 in the evening, from 12 to 10:30. And that's it. We're looking forward to seeing everybody next week, Wednesday, at our grand opening celebration.
Guys, check him out. He's, as I said, on New Utrecht Avenue by 48th Street. Bring the entire family Wednesday night. Free giveaways, fun, free food. He wants you to come experience what Chef AB's Sandwich Spot is all about. Tell him that the Kosher Guru sent you. And Chef AB, thank you so much for joining us here this evening in the studio. It was a pleasure meeting with you and tasting all of your amazing food. Greatly enjoyed it. Thank you so much for, once again, chilling with us in the studio.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kosher Guru, for having me.
It was a pleasure. I wish everyone a great Shabbos. Thank you for tuning in again to The Nosh with the Kosher Guru. Until next week, do you, Guru.